Hi, this is Paul McGuire. I want to continue on what happens to an individual who receives truth into their lives, and how when you receive truth into your life, you're no longer a slave. You're set free. You know, a lot of people don't want to deal with reality. They think by escaping reality, they'll find freedom. That's never worked for anybody anywhere, by the way. So if you're considering that as a strategy, that's a flatliner strategy. It doesn't work. You know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So here's a truth that a lot of people have a great deal of difficulty coming to terms with, because it flips upside down the normal paradigm, their normal perspective of what they've been taught about reality, which, by the way, is false. And they think that our world and the news media events, the current events, the social events, the political events, the weather events, all this chaos and all this crisis that is going on planet Earth in the United States right now, that it's just happening by happen chance, random chance, and accident. There's no design or strategy behind it. And that simply is not true. That simply is not true. We have to understand the real nature of reality. If we believe the illusion that we're being presented, then we're going to be stuck in that illusion. When you live in an illusion, you're living in a fairy tale, like Snow White or Pocahontas or whatever, or you're living in a fairy tale. When you step out of the fairy tale into reality, you find truth, you find power, you find light, you find salvation, and most of all, you find the very thing that our entire globalistic society, with all its technology and all its social media and computers and et cetera, our entire globalized society is secretly, it has set up an all-powerful grid or network to remove the most powerful truth in the history of mankind and the history of reality. And this is the truth that I'm going to briefly share with you, that is the target for this vast network of occult globalist groups that have organized throughout thousands of years, utilizing various technologies and occult-based teachings. They have organized to destroy the most important truth that any person could ever discover. And here's the truth. The truth is that you are not here by accident on planet Earth. The truth is that you're here by the specific design, plan, and intention of the infinite personal living God of the universe. In fact, as we said before, this God of the universe, this supreme being, knew you before he created the world. He knew you before the seed and egg conceived in your mother's womb. He knew you before that event. He knew you outside of space and time. He knew you before we entered the dimensions of space and time. But you see, there's been a vast network that still is in place that has done everything in its power to remove that truth from your reality and from your mind. That's why I feel so compelled to speak, write, and educate people about the fact that right now, where we are in history, we are in the greatest battle for the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world. That's the title of my new book. It's a powerful book, but it's designed to break this invisible stronghold that has been set up by this network. and this invisible network has intended to remove the truth of this from people's minds and hearts. That's why I say there's this raging war going on in the hearts and minds of mankind. So number one, they have been largely successful from removing from the hearts and minds of people through brainwashing, through propaganda, through indoctrinating, through advertising. They've been largely successful in removing the truth that every person is here on planet Earth by the specific design and plan of God, and that indeed the infinite personal living God of the universe, the Supreme Being, Jesus Christ, is God. God is alive, and God is real. They hate that. You need to understand, they hate that with a hellish passion. They will do anything to destroy the truth of that reality. And what is the truth of the reality that they want to destroy? They want to eradicate from men and women's minds, young children's minds, any idea or belief that a supreme being, a God who is love, exists. They are in an all-out war to suck that out of people's minds and consciousness. Because it's only after they remove these two truths. Number one, that you were placed here by the divine plan of God that began before the foundation of the world. They have to remove that. And then number two is they have to remove the reality of God's existence so that you think there's nothing but you. And you got here on planet Earth by evolutionary accident. And they want to download in your consciousness a series of lies in which you believe that your life has no meaning. You're just a product of random chance evolution over 250 million years. You randomly evolved from a rock to a molecule to a little amoeba or whatever, and then slowly you became, you know, chimpanzee, ape, and then modern man. That's not true. That's a complete fiction. They have no evidence to prove it. They have no archaeological evidence. They have no biological evidence. It's just a pipe dream. And I suspect the pipe is loaded with opiated hashish of the highest order. That's just a personal speculation on my part. But how else could you come up with such madness? Why, if God doesn't exist, why would you devote such enormous time, energy, and money into removing the belief and knowledge of God's existence from people's hearts and minds? And they start in the youngest ages in school, or what they call education or indoctrination, and they keep pounding it in people's heads as they go up the ladder and get their so-called doctorates and PhDs or masters or whatever, where through a repetitive process, and all brainwashing involves a repetitive process, they repeat to you over and over again that there is no God. And why is that important? It's important because, you see, they have a Luciferian agenda. Now, I know that's going to be troublesome for some of you watching, but we need to realize that in this reality that we live in this world that we live in, there are two opposing forces that are in mortal combat. One force is God, God's angels, and God's people, who are waging a spiritual warfare with Lucifer or Satan, the fallen angels, and all those people who have pledged to give their souls to serve Lucifer. There is a raging spiritual war between these two groups. It will culminate, according to Bible prophecy, it will culminate at the Battle of Armageddon, when Christ descends to the earth, as Bible prophecy predicts. At the second coming, Christ will descend to the earth along with the armies of heaven, and he will descend upon the Valley of Megiddo, just outside of Jerusalem, where he will engage the Antichrist, the false prophet, Satan, the fallen angels, and all the people who have sided with Lucifer. This is the final battle of the ages. Christ will triumph, But this battle will get so heavy that all those who received the mark of the beast, the nanochip, microchip, or biochip implant, in which you can't buy or sell unless you receive that mark of the beast, they will be serving Lucifer. And then all the armies of the earth are in such total heavy-duty deception that they're going to open fire with nuclear missiles and ICBMs at Christ as he returns at his second coming. But Jesus Christ will defeat the powers of evil, the powers of Lucifer, once and for all at the War of Armageddon, and he will send Lucifer and all those who chose to serve Lucifer into a cosmic prison known as the Lake of Fire, and the door will be slammed shut. Then he will rule and reign. Jesus Christ will rule and reign from planet Earth for a literal thousand-year millennial reign, along with King David, in fulfillment of the Abrahamic covenant, according to Bible prophecy. And it'll be 1,000 years of prosperity and blessing and a golden age under the messianic rule of Jesus Christ. And then, this is completely, radically different from the reality they've been programming into millions and billions of kids for centuries. But then the reality will happen that just as God predicted, there will be a new heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem. And all those who chose to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and are born again, when they die, they will be immediately absent from the body, and they will instantly be in the presence of the Lord with a brand new, glorified, perfect body. And they will meet large numbers of other people with a brand new, glorified body. And there will be a person who will personally greet every person who enters the kingdom of heaven, and that will be Jesus Christ. So when you enter into the kingdom of heaven, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to look personally into the eyes of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is going to look directly into your eyes, and his eyes will radiate perfect love. And Jesus will look at you with such tremendous love, and he will look at you personally, and he knows you, and he will say with the most kind words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And then he'll say, "Enter into the kingdom of heaven." And when you look at heaven, you're not going to be looking at artificial reality. You will see the most beautiful, majestic, wondrous place that we do not have a vocabulary capable of describing, the incredible glory, majesty, and beauty and creativity of heaven. It will be beyond anything we could think or imagine. And that's our destiny. That is the destiny of every man or woman who chose to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You know, that decision is so important. It's so absolutely important that I don't want to let a minute go by, because people listen to these programs and people watch these programs, the Paul McGuire Report, on video and on audio. And there are some of you who have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I want to meet you in heaven personally. And more than that, Jesus Christ wants to meet you in heaven personally. So Jesus Christ is knocking at the door of your heart right now. And he's knocking at the door of your heart because he's a gentleman, and he's asking that you would give him permission to come into your heart and make you born again. So if you would like to be born again, which means then, it's only then, it's only when you're born again that you're guaranteed entrance into the kingdom of heaven. This is how you become born again. It's very simple. You simply make a simple prayer to Jesus Christ. So I'm going to pray the prayer out loud, and I'm going to ask you who want to be born again to simply repeat the words of the prayer that I'm saying in your own words. And if you mean it sincerely, by the time you finish praying this prayer, you will be born again and guaranteed entrance into the kingdom of heaven. And you see, that is such a beautiful thought to me that I can't help but be stirred by emotion just thinking about it. So I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can join Christ and God's people in the kingdom of heaven. So let's pray. Simply say these words, Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you now. And Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. Jesus, I ask you to cleanse me of all my sins by the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. And Lord, I ask you to come into my life right now and make me born again, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that right now I'm born again. And I thank you, Jesus, that right now I know that I know that I know that I'm saved, and I know that I know that I know that I'm going to be in heaven. And I praise you, Jesus, for saving my soul at this very second. In Jesus' name, amen. To every one of you that did that, and I suggest that you write down the date and the time, you're born again. You may feel everything, you may feel nothing. The day I prayed that prayer, I felt nothing. I actually went out and got drunk that night and completely forgot about it. But the next day, God had a divine encounter for me where I shared my experience of becoming born again. And it was as if the sky broke open and I saw God, not in a spiritual, not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense. And my life has never been the same. My life has never been the same from the moment I received Christ as my Lord and Savior. And your life will never be the same. You see, this is the truth that sets people free. This is the truth that all hell, the demons, the principalities and powers, those that are in witchcraft and Satanism and the occult, those who are serving the occult-based world system, this is why they don't want you to know. This is the most important truth, bar none. This is the ultimate truth, and that's why the armies of hell and every spiritual being, like demons, are in raging opposition. They don't want people to know this truth. But it's our job together. It's the job of Paul McGuire Ministries and Paradise Mountain Church. It's your job to communicate the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ effectively to as many people as we can so that we can bring in the last day's soul harvest where hundreds of millions of people receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And this will be possible in part because God will unlock his prophetic destiny for America. But in order for that to happen, you need to be knowledgeable and informed about the nature of these things, and you need to know what God's prophetic destiny is for America. That's why I wrote The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Souls of Mankind in the History of the World. I want you to order it now and order copies for other people. Distribute it. And you can order it now. If you order it now, if you pre-order it now, you get a financial discount off the book. You get your copy rushed to you before the general public, and you also get an autographed copy. I promise you that book will give you the truth, the power, and the insight to set yourself free and to set other people free. So go to paulmcguire.us, that's paulmcguire.us, and pre-order a copy of the book now. And remember, we have so many free things for you at paulmcguire.us. Go to our Roku channel. We have 150 hours of intensive Bible prophecy teaching from me that I give at Paradise Mountain Church. It's all free for you. Just go to the Roku channel. Very simple. It's free. Or go to our YouTube channel where we have tons of videos and all the archives of all the Paul McGuire radio programs and all the Paul McGuire video programs and conferences. We have free articles for you. We have so many resources for free for you. And then we have our Paradise Mountain Church meetings. One's coming up very soon. And the date of the Paradise Mountain Church meetings are listed along with the location and the directions And we have people fly in from all over the United States and all over the world to come to Paradise Mountain Church. So join me there. Also, we have a number of conferences coming up in the very near future, in like a week. We have a conference in Fresno, and then we have a conference in Orange County, and we have a conference in Texas. Now, I don't know when you'll be hearing this program, but if you go to paulmaguire.us and become sign up for our email blast and our YouTube and our Facebook channels and Roku channels and all the other resources we have for you, you will be getting messages about all these different events and resources that are designed to bless you. Look, the bottom line is, right now, we are in the greatest battle for the hearts and souls of mankind in the history of the world. And every one of us has a role to play. And what are we fighting against? Well, we're not fighting against people. We're fighting against spiritual beings. The Apostle Paul said, "For our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, the powers, the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places." You see, our primary battle is in the spiritual world, which is an unseen dimension where there's a conflict between the angelic and the demonic. But then we have battles in the physical realm, especially in the interior of our minds and consciousness, where so many people are caught between conflicting opinions, like whether God's real or not, or is he a fairy tale, like some people say. And they're being bombarded. What bothers me more than anything else is intellectual dishonesty, a lack of integrity by powerful people in the mainstream media and tech giants and social media and mainstream media and the music industry and the entertainment industry and film industry. You know what? It's like a total blackout of the light. It's almost 100% blackout of anything that's true, anything that has to do with the light. Now, why do you think people would spend so much money, time, and energy blacking out the truth if the truth didn't exist? I mean, if it was just a bunch of hillbilly Christians that are ignorant who believe this stuff, why would they spend billions of dollars trying to seal off this truth from young people and older people? Why? Why this war against the truth? There's a war against the truth because we live in a time, prophetically, and this is why it's important that you understand Bible prophecy, and we have tons of free Bible prophecy teachings for you at paulmaguire.us. We live in a time period where the destiny of America is hanging in the balance. And God has a prophetic destiny for America unlike any other nation on planet Earth. It began with the Pilgrims and Puritans entering into a covenant with God in the 1600s, where they dedicated America to God. And you know what God said in his word based on Deuteronomy 28? That if God's people worship only the true God, and if God's people hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, he would raise that nation, America, above all the other nations on planet Earth. Only two nations did God do that to, Israel and America. And then when you read all the specific blessings that are promised by God to the nation that worships the true God and obeys the principles of his word, you see economic blessings, geopolitical blessings, financial blessings, social blessings, and a harmony and a genuine oneness upon our nation. That doesn't mean our nation is perfect. We all know America is not perfect. But we're at the turning point. There's a great spirit, the most powerful spiritual seduction going on planet Earth right now is bigger than witchcraft and stuff like that. The most powerful spiritual seduction there is at this very moment is the seductive lies of Marxism, socialism, and communism. Because when you study the origins of these belief systems, which I give you in the book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind, you will discover that in every one of these systems, there was the involvement of, number one, the Illuminati. That's a documented fact. Number two, Luciferians. That's a documented fact. Number three, secret societies. That's a documented fact. It's a documented fact that the communist leaders knew that socialism was just a seduction phase. And the communist leaders literally called American people who believed in communism and Marxism and socialism, the communist leaders literally termed them the useful idiots. The useful idiots. Why is that? Because of their naivete, of their refusal to know the truth from illusion, they were literally giving themselves over voluntarily to be slaves in what is essentially an antichrist system. You've got to know about that. The battle for the hearts and minds of mankind documents these quotes, documents what I just told you. It proves beyond the shadow of a doubt. It proves to you through historical quotations that what I'm saying is true. And we've got to spread this message. So visit paulmaguire.us. That's paulmaguire.us. Get yourself a copy of The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind. And let's communicate the truth that sets people free. Let's communicate it while we still have open doors. We are moving with lightning speed into a final conflict, if you will. What I call the greatest battle for the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world. And I must relate to you that it's very disconcerting on my part to see so many large percentages of people who claim to be believers in the truth, who claim to be followers of Christ, yet they have absolutely no awareness of the time period that we're in, the fact that we're in an all-out conflict for the battle of the mind, that we're in the greatest battle for the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world, that this battle is not going off in the future, it's going on now, and the ramifications for people who love the truth of God's word are, and the ramifications of the massive last day soul harvest are of the utmost importance. I am both stunned and not stunned by the prevailing mindset that exists. And believe me, I don't enjoy saying things like this, but they have to be said. I am very disturbed by the entrenched mindset that exists among, not all, there's many notable exceptions, but the entrenched mindset that exists among many seminaries, many churches, many individual Christians and Christian groups all over America. Sadly to say that the vast majority of people who call themselves Bible-believing Christians are in a complete disconnect from reality as to what's going on and how it is imperative for them to really know the truth and to become involved personally and collectively in this greatest spiritual battle. And I want to emphasize, it's a spiritual battle. This is not a battle of right wing versus left wing or Democrat versus Republican. This battle transcends those human definitions. This is a battle that is between truth and falsehood, because truth will always set men and women free, and falsehood will not. So the challenge before us is to recognize that God is calling every single one of us, every single one of us that say we love Jesus Christ, every single one of us who claim to be born again. If we truly know Jesus Christ and we're truly listening to the Holy Spirit inside of us, and we're truly renewing our minds with God's word, inevitably, we are all going to hear the Lord calling us as believers in the last days, as believers that live in America and other nations. We're going to hear the call of God very clearly, that not only have we been called for such a time as this, but we're going to hear the truth that America has a unique and yet largely unfulfilled prophetic destiny upon it, which means that we as people who claim to believe in Christ, we collectively have a prophetic call and a last day's prophetic destiny upon us. And you say, well, why would that be? It's very simple. We know that God is love above everything. We know that John 3:16 perhaps perfectly expresses the heart of God towards every man and woman, where it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So we know that it's not the will of God that any person, no matter what they've done, we're all sinners saved by grace. It's not the will of God that any person should miss out on heaven and eternal life with Christ. It's not the will of God that anybody doesn't go into the kingdom of heaven. That's why God, as the Creator in Genesis, talks about the importance of being fruitful and multiply. Well, of course, that means procreating, being fruitful and multiplication and giving birth to children. But it also means being fruitful and multiplying in gifts and talents and abilities. But it also means being fruitful and multiplying spiritually through different forms of communicating God's word and evangelism. Every time somebody is born again, they become a new person in Christ Jesus, and they become another person that will be guaranteed entrance into heaven to live with Jesus Christ in paradise forever and ever. And this is the will of God above everything. It's the will of God, because God is love, that hundreds of millions of people, I am convinced, after many decades of studying Bible prophecy, I am convinced that it is the will of God that in the last days, hundreds of millions of people are born again and come into the kingdom of God. I am convinced that what God primarily expects from America, and that America's prophetic destiny, because I'm convinced if you look at history and you study God's word, you see a clear pattern emerging, and that God has a unique and unprecedented prophetic destiny for America. And what this means is, it's the Lord's intention from the very setting up of America with the Pilgrims and Puritans, and how the Pilgrims and Puritans entered into a covenant with God based on Deuteronomy 28, where he promised to raise this nation up, which he did, above all the nations of the earth. And then the Pilgrims and Puritans, because they were such fervent students and scholars and had a biblical worldview, they embedded, if you will, in our Constitution, in our form of government, in the Declaration of Independence, in our different rights, they embedded in the American system of government something which is called American exceptionalism, and that's a valid statement. America is exceptional, because America, in contrast to the history of the world, has the only comprehensive legal system, governmental system, and legal structure and rights that permits the preaching of the gospel, the making of disciples of all nations, so that in the time period that we're in, America, unique among the nations, has a legal system which permits global evangelism and the harvesting of the last day's soul harvest, which could be up to 1 billion people or more. It could be billions of people. We can't ever forget that God is love. And God, as a heavenly Father, delights in surrounding himself with an infinite number of his people. And we have to get out of our mentality this false consciousness that's picked up by the falsehoods that our culture embraces, such as the myth not only the myth, but the absolute lie that excessive population growth is our biggest problem. That is completely fraudulent. The Creator God would not have said in Genesis, "Be fruitful and multiply," if there was any problem with planet Earth housing extremely comfortably billions and billions of people. You see, they're freaked out. The globalist elite are freaked out because they listened to Mao Fu, a philosopher who was like, he must have banged his head on the door before he created the Malthusian theory that excessive population growth is our number one problem. That's a total lie. Planet Earth is sustainable at 20 billion people, at 40 billion people. I believe that planet Earth is easily sustainable at 100 billion people. So this mythology that we can't sustain planet Earth properly based on the arbitrary number of 7 billion, therefore we need to radically euthanize, kill off excess population to get us down to just 500 million people, is complete rot. It's rot. Why is it rot? Because if you read the book of Genesis, God says, be fruitful and multiply. Now, would God, who's infinitely intelligent, would he have told us to be fruitful and multiply if the earth was not going to be sustainable at 20 billion, 40 billion, or 100 billion people? Of course not. The problem is not excessive population or a lack of natural resources. That's insanity. The problem is the abuse and manipulation and domination of existing resources and food supplies by evil and corrupt governments that don't allow the people to get the food supplies, etc. The problem is not an excess of people. You look at the geography of planet Earth, you go in a jet and you look down at the endless acreage all over the world. You see massive population centers around the key cities like Mexico City, LA to San Diego, to the East Coast, New York, Europe. You'll see these massive population centers. But then once you go by these massive population centers, you see endless and endless miles of vacant, empty space. And in addition to that, the greatest lie that has been perpetrated on the people through the Orwellian media and indoctrination from the educational institutions, etc., is the complete lie or mythology that we have run out of fuel, we have run out of energy, which agenda the United Nations Agenda 2030 is based on this complete lie and mythology that we've run out of energy, so we immediately, to save the planet, to prevent climate change, we must immediately throw away all of our cars. Of course, the elite keeps everything. They get to keep their cars. But the average man and woman has to throw away their cars, ride only bicycles, live in 500 square foot apartments in what they call eco-friendly cities, and not eat steaks, and all these excessive legalistic rules which are based on the false presumption that we have an energy shortage, and that if we continue to use things like gasoline, oil, coal, etc., that we're going to pollute the planet and we'll run out of these precious energy resources. You have to understand that the media complex, the scientific complex, the United Nations complex, this invisible network is perpetuating a lie. And let me explain why. And I prove all of this, by the way, with documentation in my brand new book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. Nikola Tesla, the greatest inventor, greater than Thomas Alva Edison, who invented the electrical light bulb. Edison was going to supply every American city with DC, direct current, like our batteries run on. Which was an inferior mode of electricity. Nikola Tesla invented what's called AC, or alternating current, With alternating current invented by Tesla, you could have a centralized electrical warehouse that could distribute from far distances far away electricity to every single family and factory, etc. Now, he proved himself as being the world's most foremost genius in terms of electricity, in terms of what's called energetics. He was well known. He was proven. So while still a student, and in the first couple of years when he was experimenting in his laboratory, this began in 1857, Nikola Tesla began his student experimentation of unlimited free energy in 1857. I document all of this in my book. You need to read the facts. And Tesla uncovered what was called unlimited free energy. And this may sound radical to you because you've been programmed in the mindset of bicycles and V8 gas-guzzling engines. In the late 1800s, Tesla created a new unlimited and free energy resource that does not pollute. It was based on what Tesla called scalar technology. And it's very affordable for practically no cost. And he built these things, by the way, for practically no cost. Nikola Tesla was able to pull in energy, not through oil, not through coal. He pulled in unlimited free energy from another dimension. And he pulled this unlimited free energy that does not pollute out of another dimension, and it could be used to power the entire planet. Now, you may say, well, that sounds like science fiction. It only sounds like science fiction because you have, and don't take this personally, you've been scientifically dumbed down to think that that is some thought beyond conventional reality. No, it's not a thought beyond conventional reality. When Tesla, who was famous, world famous, when he approached J.P. Morgan and Ford and Rockefeller and all the industrialists and all the super wealthy international banking families and the prime ministers and heads of many nations, Tesla approached them and he actually published an in-detailed scientific publication which proved scientifically that his unlimited free energy, scalar technology, was doable immediately. And yet, conspicuously, why was he shut down by every world leader except for Chamberlain in Europe, who believed in Tesla's invention, but then Chamberlain got into having to deal with that nightmare dictator, Adolf Hitler, and he was sidetracked. But all the big industrialists, all the international bankers, all the world's elite made sure that Tesla's technology was shut down. Why? Because if Tesla was allowed to use his technology, they would have been bankrupt within a year because there would have been no longer any need for oil, coal, gasoline, or nuclear reactors. All of that is unnecessary. But you see, they maintain their control of planet Earth by dominating and forcing us to be dependent on a essentially prehistoric sources of energy which pollute. So if the UN, United Nations Agenda 2030, was truly had integrity, if it truly wasn't lying to you, if UN Agenda 2030 was not truly lying to you, and the Orwellian mainstream media was not truly lying to you, they would tell you the scientific truth that there is no need to continue on using fuels like gasoline, oil, etc., coal, which pollute the atmosphere. Therefore, the entire threat, the entire basis for having us ride bicycles, having us move into eco-friendly 500-square-foot apartments, the entire basis for this manufactured crisis of we're running out of fuel is a complete lie. Tesla's invention made all of those technologies that are polluting the earth obsolete, and it's workable, and he proved it. Now, why was he shut down? Because the guys who finance the United Nations and the guys who finance UN Agenda 2030 and sustainable development, they're all into secret societies. They're all about controlling the earth and making you a slave. I'm not exaggerating. That's the truth. So Tesla, in desperation, because nobody would respond to his proven documentation of his power source. So Tesla was fooled by the communist Russians, the Soviet Union, and they worked through a front company in Manhattan pretending to be a legitimate, peaceful technology company. So everything Tesla invented for them worked, and it went to Russia, and everything, the Russians grabbed a hold of Tesla's technology, not only for weaponry, but for free energy and many other things, and it worked. And they paid him $25,000, which was a ton of money by today's standards. Mysteriously, Tesla was killed, and not 4 years after this, and his technology was smothered up. But what happened in the meantime? Nazi spies from Adolf Hitler, the Russians gathered Nikola Tesla's blueprints. The Nazi scientists gathered Nikola Tesla's blueprints and inventions. The FBI gathered all of his scientific blueprints, and they disappeared. But Russia and Germany actually began building successfully all of Nikola Tesla's free energy scalar technology in the form of weapons, in the form of bioenergetics, which can cause somebody who's exposed to scalar technology to be healed or to project diseases. But most of all, Tesla proved through his inventions, and the Germans produced his inventions, Tesla proved that his unlimited free energy is completely doable. We could convert to Tesla's unlimited free energy today, and there would be no need for a UN Agenda 2030, no need for this mythological dependence on oil, gas, and coal. You see, but when you keep that hidden from the people, even though it's a scientific reality, you're keeping the people in captivity. So this again is the truth shall set you free. You see, to keep men and women slaves when they already know, the top people know that unlimited energy is available now, but they don't want to give up their control. See, it's all about control and power. It's not about love. The God that we serve is about love. It's not all about control and power. You need to get the documentation on everything I've just said. You need to spread this information to people, because people are acting on false information. And you can do that by going to paulmaguire.us. That's paulmaguire.us. And you can order a copy at a financial discount of my brand new book, which deals, among other things, with the truth of Tesla technology, by going to paulmaguire.us. Pre-order your copy of The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. You'll get your copy sent to you. You'll receive a discount. You'll get your copy sent to you before the general public gets it, and you'll get an autographed copy. We are fighting an all-out war of truth versus lies. That's what the battle is about. And you and I will win this battle to the degree that we really do our homework and we understand our truth, that we understand truth, and that we combat the lies, the propaganda, with the power of truth. Remember, when Jesus Christ said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free," he wasn't just talking about salvation, although that's all important. Jesus Christ was saying, anywhere you know truth, even in the area of energy and sustainable development, you will be set free. So God wants to set people free. He doesn't want them slaves to a tyrannical system. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmaguire.us. That's paulmaguire.us.